You might be talking about doing vacations coming up in the next couple weeks. What do you guys think about a vacation where you're treasure hunting? In Scotland, they have one of these destination vacations where you start with, you're in with a guide. The guide says, okay, you're going to find a treasure. It has, let's say it's $3,000 in gold or $5,000.
All right. Okay. Now we're treasure hunting.
Yes. And it starts with a map and you're supposed to be like, maybe it's digging a hole. Maybe it's going here. It's like a legit treasure hunt. Think of like Pirates of the Caribbean, right? And then hopefully you find the treasure at the end. No guarantee, but that's the hope. Would you take like a week long treasure hunt vacation?
Yes, but I would not do, like, let's say I did this in a warm climate, like I was going for the pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like a pirate's going to crash in like Jamaica area, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I want to be there, but I'm not going to spend the entire vacation treasure hunting. Like I'll be the passive treasure hunter. Maybe there'll be, here's the thing. If I'm out for a week, give me 3 days of treasure hunting. The rest of the time, I get to do whatever I want. I don't want to take the entire vacation, but I like the idea of something kind of exciting and something to do.
So, okay, but what if you don't find it in 3 days?
So it was part of it. It was part of the hunt, part of the chase.
You're good knowing that you might not even find the treasure.
Yeah, no, it was all right. Even if I was buying in, like let's say it was an all-inclusive package to a sandals type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it was $3,000 for the couple.
Yep.
And let's say, I don't know,
500. You could win your $3,000 back.
You could, but
in the treasure hunt.
$500 from each of the couples that are signed in for the week, it goes to the pool for the treasure hunt.
Oh.
That's how you pay for it, and I'm totally good with it. Somebody's going to win it, and maybe it'll be me, maybe it won't. I mean, I might have a good time doing it, but at the same time, I want time to do some other nice things, too.
I have one more question for you, but I'll let Jason answer next.
No, I just say it as work.
That's what I think too.
It does work, man.
Yeah, it's like I don't want my brain to be going all the time.
I don't want to be all hot and sweaty. I'm supposed to be relaxing during this time.
I don't want to also, and I love doing stuff on vacation, but I don't want to get frustrated because I can't figure out where I'm supposed to be digging this hole.
If I don't find it, I'm going to be even more mad.
Here's the other thing that would really tick me off is if I know I'm close, but then Margot and Steve, they were right before me and they get the treasure right before me and I watch it. Now I'm really ticked.
Yeah. Well, I would look at this as a total couples bonding experience as far as being able, number one, you're going to find out real quick if you can tolerate your significant other on a treasure hunt.
And this is why also Zach and I shouldn't do it because we just moved in together within the past 6 months. Moving was challenging enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's those little things. I think that we would kill each other on a treasure hunt.
Because neither one of you want to listen to each other.
Yes. Yes. I'm right.
And you're right. Okay. Well,
so we'll leave it. Problem solved.
Here's the other thing, though, too. I would even do this. See, I'm not the type of person that wants to go on vacation just to go to museums and crap like that.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
I want to go and either I want to be on a beach mm-hmm. or I want to do something fun with the kids. You know,
see
that's
the regional
always
stores.
Fun. Well, yeah. Who needs to go to another outlet but mall? You know, I got one about, right up the road.
I want to go to a Ross.
What about those little shacks? You know, they always have the. You know, it's like whatever's the land thing. So it might be like little voodoo dolls and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, yes, you go buy a voodoo doll.
Boardwalks.
But that's an afternoon in Jamaica or wherever it is.
Yes.
That's not the entire day. Like you're like, oh, we went to the beach this morning. All right, we've had lunch. Let's go walk around for 2 hours and buy a voodoo doll. That's fine. Now, what I would love to do would do a James Bond style kidnapping experience.
Oh.
Where you know it's going to happen, but like you go, you do something, and then the rest of it, you are just pampered like you're James Bond. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Come on. Pampered? I was thinking that, yeah, I wasn't thinking pampered. I was thinking either A, you get abducted.
Well, yes, after that.
And you think it's actually the James Bond experience, but it's not. It's the drug cartel that really abducted you.
Oh, well, then I'm just hoping Liam Neeson's coming to save me. That's all.